Welcome back to Good Food. When we talk about pie, which let's face it, we do a lot these days, my mind goes to apple with the double crust or my summertime love, pure boysenberry with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Sometimes we need a nudge to remind us that some of the most satisfying pies aren't sweet at all. Tejal Rao, critic at large for the New York Times, is here to remind us of the virtues of savory pie. Hi.
Hi, Evan.
Did you grow up eating pie? Does your family have a pie tradition?
We my parents made a lot of sort of what I would call like British style pies, you know, meat and vegetable pies. Sometimes my mom would make some sort of a samosa pie, so a puff pastry, but with samosa filling, lamb and peas and potato inside.
Yeah.
And I love sweet pies. I love all pies, but I think savory pies are magical.
A few years ago, you started a newsletter at the New York Times called The Veggie, where you focused on plant-based cooking. And I think it's only natural as you catalog the myriad ways to put vegetables on the table, it's inevitable that you end up encasing them in pastry. Talk through some of the versions that you wrote about. Maybe let's start with the Swiss chard slab pie from Kristen Donnelly's cookbook, Modern Potluck.
So she adapted that recipe from Justin Chappell, and it is especially wonderful because it's not a sort of traditional 9-inch round pie. It is a buttery, flaky, greens-filled pie that is the size of an entire sheet pan. You know, it is a party pie. To make that filling, you sweat onion and garlic, and you also cook the chard stems. So I love that you use the stems as well as the leaves. So you add the stems, then you add the leaves, some wine, and it's not exactly creamed chard, but you do add some sour cream to it. So it's quite sumptuous, but you're still using the whole vegetable. It's so simple and so good.
The dough on that one looks incredible. Is it easy to handle?
There's a lot of fat in it, so it's a pretty buttery dough. But I think if you keep it cold and, you know, lightly floured, yeah, it's pretty easy to handle.
And then, of course, there is a Yotam Ottolenghi pie stuffed with butternut squash.
Oh, this is a great... This is also kind of a party pie, that, and you don't need a pie tin to make this one necessarily. It's filled with butternut squash that's seasoned with maple syrup, cinnamon. There's leeks and scallions and a little bit of Swiss chard and feta cheese. And you can use frozen puff pastry for this one and kind of just encase everything. It's delicious.
Are there any tricks we need to know about using that puff pastry?
I mean, frozen puff pastry is pretty easy to work with if you give it a little bit of time to come to room temperature, but not so much time that it starts to get sticky. And again, lightly flour it so that it's easy to handle without sticking to anything. And then using any of the trimmings to cut fun shapes or give to a kid to roll out and cut fun shapes with, I think that's a crucial step.
Yeah, definitely. You also name check an escarole pie that you love.
Oh, yeah. I was cooking from Claudia Fleming's new cookbook, Delectable, and there's a beautiful recipe for an escarole pie in there. The greens are cooked with red chili flakes and anchovies, black and green olives. It's very intense and savory. And I think it was just as good warm as it was cold. And it was especially good at room temperature. And I'm realizing I think I have a type when it comes to pies. And it's a pie that is extravagantly filled with greens.
There you go. As you know, our pie contest is coming up, and every year we have a wild card category where we take inspiration from our host, the Fowler Museum at UCLA this time, and we turn it into a pie category. So this year we're calling it Lineage Pie. It's inspired by an exhibition at the Fowler by Amir H. Fala called The Fallacy of Borders. And we're really encouraging people to consider their own heritage when entering this category and aim for kind of edible storytelling in a pie tin. I know that you moved around a lot as a young person, and I'm curious if you were to conceive of a lineage pie inspired by the fallacy of borders, what would yours be?
Okay, Evan, I want to tell you about a pie that I've only made in my mind.
Oh, I'd love that.
But that I think would work really well for this, and that would be good in real life. Okay, so I'd start by making kukupaka, which is a chicken curry I grew up eating in Kenya. My grandmother, who lives in Nairobi, makes a really delicious version of this. It's kukupaka is a curry that is made all over East Africa now with so many variations, but it has its roots in Mombasa on the Indian Ocean, which was a working port, a hub for immigrants from other parts of Africa, from the Middle East, from India. At one point, my family arrived through there. It's a very comforting and delicious curry, and it's also this great representation of Kenyan coastal cuisine. So we'd start by grilling chicken over charcoal and then building out a curry paste with onions, tomatoes, ginger, garlic, green chilies, coriander and cumin seeds, and then fresh coconut milk. And then we'd simmer the charcoal grilled chicken in that. This isn't super traditional, but I would probably add like sweet corn and little halved creamy potatoes, or maybe another vegetable, depending on what's around, and some cilantro. And then when it was reduced, so it was pretty luxurious and thick, I'd seal it under a very buttery pastry, like a short crust dough, and bake it until it was very deep brown. And then I'd serve that with pickled sliced onion and chilies.
If you ever take that out of your head and make it actual, I must taste it.
Yes, I'll give you a call.
I love that. I love that so much. Thank you, Tejal.
Thank you, Evan. Thanks so much.
Tejal Rao is a critic at large at the New York Times, and she's a judge at this year's pie contest. Do you have a savory pie recipe that you think will impress Tejal? KCRW's Good Food Pie Contest is Sunday, April 30th at UCLA's Royce Quad. Enter your pie at kcrw.com/pie.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.